These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards for causal inference methods. It was prepared by Dr. Elizabeth Stewart, a biostatistician in the Department of Mental Health, and Dr. Scott Zeger from the Department of Biostatistics. It will be presented by Dr. Stewart.
Hi, this is Liz Stewart. In this module, we will be discussing an example of an instrumental variables analysis. This example comes from Brickhart et al. 2006, which was interested in estimating the effect of COX-2 inhibitor use versus non-selective NSAID use on gastrointestinal toxicity. The problem with trying to estimate this effect is that COX-2 inhibitors are likely not randomly assigned. Different patients are likely to be prescribed them versus non-selective NSAIDs. For example, maybe based on differences in smoking rates, BMI, or aspirin use. However, researchers have noticed that some doctors seem to prefer them more than others. So in particular, there might be two doctors who, when faced with a similar patient, might actually prescribe different drugs, just because one doctor might prefer COX-2 inhibitors versus non-selective NSAIDs. Perhaps they've had good experience with them with their previous patients, perhaps they just think that they work better, and they might just be making different treatment choices with their patients. So in this sort of context, we can use this physician preference, this prescribing preference, as an instrument when looking at the effect of the actual drug on outcomes. To talk through this in more specificity, the population of interest for this study was first-time NSAID users. To operationalize this, the authors used Medicare claims data. The treatment condition of interest was taking a COX-2 inhibitor. The comparison condition of interest was taking a non-selective NSAID. The instrument being used was a measure of the physician's prescribing preference, in particular, their most recent new NSAID prescription. The idea is that the most recent NSAID prescription given by that physician before the current patient is an indication of whether that physician prefers one type of prescription versus another. The outcomes of interest were an outpatient visit or inpatient stay for gastrointestinal hemorrhage within 60, 120, and 180 days of the index prescription. The study design is shown graphically on this slide, where we see the instrument, the physician preference, influencing the actual treatment of interest taken, COX-2 versus non-selective NSAIDs, the outcomes of interest, NSAID-related GI complications. But again, we're worried about patient-level confounders denoted by C. The instrument allows us to isolate the association between the treatment of interest, COX-2 versus non-selective NSAIDs, on the outcomes of interest, even in the presence of these patient-level confounders. And again, one of the key assumptions of instrumental variables is that there's no direct link between the physician preference and the outcomes, which we'll talk more about. Moving on to those assumptions, let's talk through the assumptions and what they imply in this particular example. Again, the underlying fundamental assumption or idea is that certain patients might be treated with a COX-2 inhibitor by some physicians and by a non-selective NSAID by others. In other words, that the same patient could potentially go to two different physicians and receive different prescriptions. The second assumption is that there's no direct effect from the instrument, the physician prescribing preference, to the outcomes. In other words, physicians can only influence short-term GI toxicity through the type of NSAID prescribed. That there's no differences in outcomes that could be attributed to other differences in patient care provided by these different types of physicians. The third assumption is that there's no direct arrow from the patient-level confounders to the instrument. That's this idea that the instrument was randomly assigned. Another way to think about that is that the assumption is that the physicians who prefer COX-2 inhibitors are treating similar patients as the physicians who prefer non-selective NSAIDs. In terms of the findings, the Brickhart et al. Paper first showed that patients across different levels of the instrument were more similar to one another than our patients across different levels of the exposure of interest. So in other words, Brickhart et al. Argued that the instrument is more plausibly randomly assigned than is the COX-2 inhibitor use itself. They use this as justification for this assumption that the instrument is randomly assigned. Brickhart et al. Also showed that the instrument did influence the exposure of interest, that in fact there are some physicians that just prefer COX-2 inhibitors versus non-selective NSAIDs, and that this influences which drug a given patient actually receives. In terms of their outcome results, Brookhart et al. Found a protective effect of COX-2 exposure on GI toxicity, which was consistent with results from randomized trials. In summary, they were able to use this instrument, physician prescribing preference, in order to identify and isolate the effect of COX-2 inhibitor use on GI toxicity, showing the potential value in this general design strategy for estimating causal effects in non-experimental settings.